Help me to pray a few minutes to energize the Holy Spirit to teach us a particular lesson about thought attacks. You talk about heart attack, thought attacks. One that the Holy Spirit this morning revealed to me that's one of the greatest attack that Christians are suffering from. If they know how to deal with that, they can stop a whole lot of things. So would you lift your hand and begin to pray? Lord, help us have the energy of the Holy Spirit teaching to help us to understand the lesson that you want to teach us tonight. That whatever attack that's coming against us, as your children, we'll know exactly what to do with it. So we lift our hands to you. Holy Spirit, we trust you to lead us down this path tonight. And we'll know better how to deal with thought, our thought life. And we praise you and thank you for it. Every person here, they're here for a reason. There are answers here. There's authority here that has to be released over situations. So we thank you as a people. We come as one man. We come together. We ask you to open scriptures and then open our mind, open our hearts. And we may be open our understanding. We pray for the people around the world who connected to this service tonight, that you're touching them wherever they are as they lift their hand and pray with us tonight. That the Holy Spirit, the teacher, will be able to teach us and train us and develop us. Thank you so much for corporate prayer. We come as one man. We yield to the Spirit. We yield to you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 10:17. All right, you may be seated. Holy Spirit, that's just a subject. Holy Spirit, teach me how to overcome thought attacks. Now, that's where he's working from. Okay? That's how you're gonna find out that's how he the God of this world. It's by thought. Now, Jesus made a statement in Luke 22:31. It's not our text, but I want to prelude some text. Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to sift you, that he may sift you as wheat. Now, what Satan sifting as wheat mean to take it out of you? And what he mean is that his means of sifting you is through your thoughts. He always starts through your thoughts to try to lead you astray or try to get you to worry, try to get you in fear. But he desires all the time to sift you. And his man way of sifting is to mess your thought up. Okay? As you get your thought, you see, and then Jesus said to Peter, I pray for you that your faith fail not. But your thought has something to do with your faith. Yes, sir. Did I hear that?
Yes, sir.
My thought has something to do with my faith. All right. So when he gets to mess with your thought, he's messing with your faith. All right. Secondly, the prelude, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Because when it talks about spiritual warfare, fiery darts are thoughts. And so here in the 16th verse, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, Ephesians 6, 16, you see it? How many of y'all see it? Wherein you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So fiery darts are fiery thoughts that he shoot at you. Okay? And they need to be quenched. They need to be dealt with properly, because as a man thinketh, so is he. Your body gonna follow your thought. Your life going to follow your thought, yes, all right? Sir. And Satan knows that. But we're supposed to know how to deal with him, right?
Yes,
so I have a note here in Ephesians 6:16, quenching every fiery thought. And you go back up to the first point, not he desiring, but not to let him shift you as wheat.
Right.
All right? And then we're going to get to our major text, but I want to go to 1 Corinthians 10:13. The tempter used thoughts to tempt you. Okay. But this verse gives us an insight of what God says. There is no temptation to take you but such as common to man, but God is faithful, isn't he? But God is faithful, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear some people.
Yes, sir.
But God is faithful, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So you have to know that. That's a known fact. God is faithful. We know he's able.
Right.
We know nothing impossible with him.
Right.
But bless God, we know he's faithful.
Yes.
He'll keep his word.
Yes.
That's good to know, isn't it?
Yes,
even when it looked like things going wrong.
Yes,
I could hold on to that.
Yes,
God is faithful. Say it.
God is faithful.
And he is.
Yes,
he is, you see. God is faithful, even though there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but God is faithful,
yes,
who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it.
Yes, sir. Glory
all
to
right,
God.
So temptation will come.
Right.
Temptation comes through thoughts. We're going to see Jesus deal with it. We're going to see a man almost lost his miracle of healing by his thoughts. We'll deal with that. And so let's go to our major text now in 2 Corinthians. And I want to be very clear here because the Apostle Paul now dealing with false prophets who are attacking the church and they're attacking him because he's not rambunctious. He's gentle. He's operating in the meekness of Christ. You don't have to get all loud and arrogant to have power. And so Paul was operating so smooth, they attacked him in this text. They attacked him and they was trying to win the church over that Paul was weak. So Paul had to let them know, don't let this fool you. Okay. A person in control don't get out of control.
You're right. Yes, sir. Yes,
because they know they got it.
Right. Yes, sir.
They know you whip before you open your mouth.
Amen.
So that person don't have to make a lot of noise and a lot of acrobat. That person will be smooth and cool because they already know what to do.
Right. Yes, sir.
And so Paul was so smooth that them false prophets got hot. Things were happening. And 2 Corinthians 10, you know of the verse and chapter.
Yes,
but tonight we're going to see it at a greater light. I want you to see it there in 2 Corinthians 10, you there?
Yes, sir.
Now, in my little Bible, at the top of that chapter, it says, mighty weapons of warfare.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, actually, this all began, every temptation, every attack you have began as a thought attack.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Your body is not going to do nothing without a thought. You know, your life's not going to do nothing but a thought. So it's a thought attack. So let's read. I'm going to start reading here the first verse of this 10th chapter. Paul had taught us some things about giving in the 9th chapter. He goes over in the 11th chapter and you tell him he's dealing with them false teachers.
Right.
False prophets, really what they are. False apostles.
Yes,
but so Paul defended himself. Paul said, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness. See, that's Christ there. And gentleness of Christ. The meekness and gentleness of Christ. Who in present am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some. Which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. See. A lot of times, got a lot of denominations. You don't make a lot of noise.
Right. Yes,
they don't think you got nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Noise don't make you have nothing. Sometimes that's a sure fact you ain't got nothing. You just make nothing. You're trying to attract somebody's attention. So you cannot deal with spiritual attacks in the flesh. Okay? And you have to know. I want to jump ahead of myself, but you have to know how this works. So he says in the third verse, how many with me in the third verse? Let's read the third verse. Read. Now, that verse is not contradictory to 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. But faith is not in the flesh.
Amen.
You understand that? So you got to be able to rightly divide that word. We walk by faith, not by sight. You can't walk by faith in the flesh. Okay? Walking by faith is walking in the spirit. You understand that? Now, so Paul says here, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So now he's letting them know now, you better understand what you're dealing with here. See, and that's the way you have to let Satan know. You better understand who you're dealing with here. See, you're not just dealing with a person of flesh here. I have some authority. I have some dominion. Watch what I'm saying now, and I know how to use it. That's my job, to teach you how to use what you have, you see. That's the way the Lord set it up. So Paul said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war as the flesh. Now, here's a teaching. In the fourth verse, it's just an explanation. You go from the third verse to the fifth verse. We'll come back and get the explanation.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right, let me give you the explanation then. The explanation is, for the weapon of our warfare, not carnal. That word carnal is very important, because a carnal Christian is in crazy trouble. Because you carnal, if you don't learn your rights and saying that you're a Christian and don't know how to deal with the fiery darts and the stuff that the enemy thought he's shooting at you, you're in major trouble. All right? So he says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Then he said, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's thought getting in your mind. Build them thoughts in your mind, and they become strong. They hold you in sickness. They hold you in lack. They hold you in contrariness against somebody that won't forgive them. He bit it all kind of way. You know, people rub you wrong sometimes, right? Now, what world y'all been in? Sometime. All right, now listen to me carefully now. Listen. So I go from the third verse now, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. How many see that? All right, then he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Now, imagination, how they come? Thought, all right. And notice, go back up to verse 4, notice stronghold is plural. Notice imaginations is plural. It's more than one, see? Casting down, all right, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Now, one of the things I want to emphasize is pulling. Because it got four different ways. Pulling, then it go to casting. So today I did this to make it more vivid to me, that I pull it down. And then when I got to, and so any thought that may be troubling you tonight, you have the divine right and the divine authority in Jesus' name, by the power of his word and the power of the spirit, to pull it down. I mean, the enemy can't stop you. Hey, you heard what I said? No, he's not strong enough to stop you. That's why the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, you know what the Bible says in 1 John 4:4? Better go take a peek. Take a peek at that. You better take a peek at that. He can't stop you. The enemy can't stop you. The enemy can't trap you if you know this, what we're talking about now. The enemy cannot defeat you.
Yes, sir.
See? You're born again, right?
Yes,
Scripture says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because? See, Satan is in the world. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But he who you got in you is greater than him.
Yes,
So you have the ability, I use the physical expression of pulling it down, but you have to pull it down.
Right, pull it down. Yes, sir.
I mean, even if it gets strong enough, say, look, thought, I'm pulling you down right now.
Yes, sir, glory to God.
And it just say it out loud.
Yeah, right.
I'm not putting up with you no more.
Yeah, right.
And then casting down imagination, you cast it down. See? I wanted to see that and high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Telling me I'm not going to get well. Telling me that I'm going to be on this level next year. No, you lying. You're not talking to me. I ain't going through this mess all my life. You know, sometimes life gets messy, you know. I ain't going through this all my life. You lying to me. I know there's a better life. So I'm not going to engage or entertain this thought. So I cast that down. All right. Now, watch this. Watch this, because I want to make some haste here. Right. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. See, now here's how he exalts himself against the knowledge of God, by thoughts. If he can keep you thanking it,
right.
You're going to have it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Right.
Casting out imagination, every high thing exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the knowledge of God. Now you're going to have the knowledge of God.
Uh-huh. Right.
See, most Christians don't have the knowledge of God. So by not having the knowledge of God, you're going to have to take his knowledge.
Right.
See, the knowledge of God exposes his lies. See, that's why the Bible says, and you know the truth sets you free. So you have the truth, and he's lying to you with thoughts, and you come against him with the truth. God said this. You see what I'm saying? See how important it is? And you have to do that. And look at those high things, exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Now, the last part of verse 5 is important. You pull down, you cast down imagination and the thought. But now, notice what this last part of that fifth verse says. And bringing into captivity, come on, class,
yes,
every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience.
Right.
When? Yeah, don't be trying to teach nobody else something you ain't got your business straight. Now, let me ask you a question. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I got this question to propose to you. How many of you have ever suffered thought attacks? The rest of y'all live on Mars. Everybody got their hand up. Everybody got their hand up. How many of y'all had thoughts attacked and found out it really wasn't truth at all? But you can't let them linger long. Because they're billing to make it be true. All right? He's going to use the thought. When the Spirit of God this morning told me about thought, because I still have some supply of the Spirit teaching I got to teach, he said, but it undoubtedly is for somebody in this auditorium,
yes,
it's for somebody, you know, we've got different states and different countries with us. Somebody need to hear this tonight.
Yes,
all right.
Because
we all have suffered thought attack. Now, in 2 Corinthians 4, you there? Watch this. Listen to this. Mark this down. Satan is the god, small g, but he's the god of all carnal thoughts. Satan is the god. In other words, he will become your god. He will rule you. Now, an unbeliever, he's their god through thought. He can get an unbeliever to do anything. A person not a Christian, Satan through thoughts can get that person to do anything, and that's where it's supposed to be. But as a Christian, we have to play the game of corner minded. In other words, we let our flesh rule us more than our spirit. Corner minded. See, so it says here, what it said there, in whom, now notice what he called him, Satan now.
Right.
Now this world, now the world system we're talking about. Because we got a contradictory here, because look at Psalm 24:1. Put your finger there. Then look at Psalm 24:1. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in it. This world belongs to God. But there's a system Satan got up, that he's the God of that system. You understand that? And he run that system by thoughts. Trickery. He's the God of this world. Go back to 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God, lowercase, of this world, world system. Now know what he done, have done. Which have blinded the mind. All right, when you see mind, what do you think? All right, blinded the mind of them which believe not. Right? Now when you're carnal, you ask if you believe not. If you don't have proper knowledge, you are a Christian time bomb. You might explode with failure any minute. See, he blind them, lest the light of the glory of God of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine into them. Well, you see, he can blind us, and he can't turn the light out. Because we say it. But when we get carnal minded, we are drifting from our divine rights. So that's why Romans 12:2, now go down. See, Romans 12:2 come in play here. Because we know he's the God of the world mind and carnal minded Christian. See, Christian commit sinful acts because their mind is not renewed. Their body is in control of their soul, and it's just a mess. You see? But and be not conformed to this world. Don't take the shape of it. This is a mind world. The system, you see. Now the world belongs to us. Be you transformed by, see, that is again, renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. You got to constantly renew your mind. Now what? Why? That you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So when you're walking in the will of God, Satan can't take your mind. Oh yeah, he's gonna shoot at you. There's not no exemption in here tonight. He's coming with a thought. He will never quit. You just got, I'm just gonna say it like I'm gonna say it. You just gotta get in a position you whoop his tail every time you come with it. You know what to do. I pull that down. I cast that down. I don't care how many times you have to say it. Say it till get out your mind. Say it till you replace it with something else. But don't ever stop and say it's not working.
Hallelujah.
At different levels, you're going to have to pass different mind tests. Every level you go to, that's another mind, set of mind, set of things you're going to try to use to keep you at that level. You're going to pull it down, cast it down, renew your mind with the word of God. All right, turn to Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1. I might not read all the verses, but put down 1 through 6. Let me make a statement. Eve was attacked in her thoughts and didn't handle it properly. You don't want to get attacked in your thoughts and do not handle them properly, because they're going to get twisted there somewhere. You're going to miss a step. See, that's what happened to Eve. He started messing with her thought. Eve was attacked in her thought. What'd I say?
Eve was attacked in her thought.
And didn't deal with it properly.
Right. Didn't deal with it properly.
You can't let that happen to you. That's why I'm teaching this class. So you can deal with it properly. Say, no, I'm not accepting this.
Yes, Lord
of God. Okay. Okay. You got to think right. Notice this now. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now the serpent was talking about Satan. And he said unto the woman, yeah, God has said you should not eat of the every tree of the garden. See, smooth. Watch, next verse. Go to the next verse. Verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, now what's she doing talking to the serpent? We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Now you try to prove something. Don't ever try to prove nothing to the enemy. Go ahead to the next one. But I just want to show you something. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you shall die. Keep going. Go to the next verse. And the serpent, she's still talking to him, said unto her, said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. He's gone too far. Because now he's aiming to take God's place. God said, you heal. He said, you shall not be healed.
Right. Wow.
You talk to him too long.
Right.
You entertain his thought too long.
Yes,
see, what he was doing is messing Eve's thought life up.
Yeah.
Fiery dots?
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Eve had no shield up.
Right.
Talk about the shield of faith, quite all the fiery dots.
Right.
Eve just talking.
Right.
Like she's talking to the janitor down the street, you know. Go to the next verse. For God does know. Now, here you go.
Right.
Here you go. For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, putting that mess in our minds, see, then your eyes should be open and you should be as God. She already was a God. Knowing good and evil. What verse is that? Go to the next verse. I'm telling you, this is so powerful. And when the woman saw, see, if you think long enough, you're going to see it. Can I go there? That's how a man and woman commit adultery. They thought about it. They see in their mind. And the plans start happening. When they should have put it down. She said, oh, he handsome. He ain't that handsome. Answer quick. Mess my marriage up. He ain't that good looking. You know the opposite of that too, right? And when the woman saw, now, he painted a picture in her mind, which was opposite to what God told her to do. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, now she really didn't see was good for food. That's what he had put in her mind. Because nothing good what God told you not to do. And that it was pleasant to the eye. See, all that's a thought making with her. And the tree to be desired to make one wise. See all that thought working now. She took up the fruit there. She followed Satan's thought plan.
Yes,
and did eat and give also her husband with her. And he did eat and there was trouble. That's the fault. She handled it wrong. Okay? Let me go to another one. Second King. I'm just showing you how Holy Spirit teaches how to overcome thought attacks. Thought attack. How many of y'all ever got, I ain't say you committing fornicating, adultery, and all that. Maybe you did, but we're not going to talk. We're not going to do that. But how many of y'all got in some kind of trouble with your mind? All of us got in some kind of And you know, man, that's something, boy. And that's the way he worked. All right? Now watch this. Watch this. You're in 2 Kings 5?
Yes, sir.
All right. 2 Kings 5, 11. Naaman, here's a man who was a leper.
Right.
You read the whole story.
Right.
And they sent him to see the prophet.
Right.
And the prophet had given him instructions. Of how to supernaturally receive his miracle.
Right.
Okay. Now, when you're dealing with God's instruction, you remember the man who was blind from birth in the ninth chapter of John?
Yes, sir.
You know, I just come to Revelation the other day. God put clay on that man's eye.
Right.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I see it.
You know what that man was made out of? He took clay and made him some new eye. We always read about the spit in the clay. The spit represents his breath. He's putting some of him in that transaction. He went back to his original plan. We always talk about the germ, got the dirt, the clay. No, that's how God operates. He take nothing. That's how he made his eyes before. I don't want to stay there too long, night chapter. That's how he made his eyes before with clay. So he said, let me finish. Boy, born blind, let me finish now. So he said, let me take some clay and put a little spit on it because my breath going in there too. So the pool didn't make him see. The pool was an act of faith. To see what he believed what God said. Read that sometime. The ninth chapter of John. Yeah, you need to read that. It'll thrill you. But right here. Naaman, by thought attack, was about to lose his miracle of healing. The prophet told him to go down and dip in the pool. It was kind of dirty, you know. But he gave him some instruction. But Naaman got hot. Look, Naaman, wrought means he's hot. Naaman was wrought and went away and said, behold, here's the problem. I thought. So if I thought I could have healed myself, what you doing over here by the prophet? See, I thought he was sure to come out. See that? That's what y'all got to watch. And that's why we have to receive the miracle we need to receive, because the preacher do what you want him to do. You know, he come to your house, you tell him, say, park right there. He park over there.
Right.
Now, you're going to act like you're dealing with a regular person.
Right.
You don't know why he park over there.
Right.
See, and that's what happened. He didn't handle Naaman like Naaman wanted to handle.
Right.
So what come now? Thoughts. Handling me like this. You don't know who I am. Shoot, I just come down your scene, but they told me to come down here. See? He said, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. I thought that. Now listen to what I said. You have to write this down. Naaman, John, Ronald, Leroy, by thought attack, was about to lose their miracle of healing.
Right.
See, that's a thought attack he got.
Right.
See, most likely, what I said?
Most likely.
God is never going to do it like you want him to do it. Most likely. He's not going to ever do it like you want him to do it. Go to the next verse. Oh, not happening and powerful rivers of Damascus, better than all. He's still thinking, you know. Your thinking can mess you up, you know. Better than all the waters of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned away in a rage. Now that man had lost his healing. Wasn't for that servant. Look, Master, you better do it. I mean, he told you to do some great things. When you're done, you better go dip your tail in that water. You better. And when he did, what happened? You read that story, and he got healed. What like to mess him up? His thoughts. There's a term I want to use here. There's a term I want to use here. High-minded.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
I'll take you a little journey on here. Satan was a beautiful angel.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Still good looking.
Uh-huh.
Could sing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it went to his head.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And he thought he was better than God.
Right.
Or could be just like him. So he fell, right?
Right.
Yes,
sir.
God said, I'm not going to do that this time that way.
Right. Yes,
I'm going to take him from a low. I'm going to take the man
right.
from a low place.
Right. Yeah.
Man ain't going to be that beautiful. I'm going to take him from dust.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wake him up.
Yeah.
And he's going to determine how far I'm going to take him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because pride took him because he was beautiful, he could sing, he was talented. God said, no, I'm going to take them another route this time.
Yeah.
They're going to have to work their way up to a certain level.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, nobody can't be too proud come from the dust.
Right.
And that's where we all came from.
Yes, sir.
All right. Name on. Just about lost that healing. He got the healing. You got it. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Turn to Luke 4. Yes, the master.
Yes, sir.
Luke 4. We're going on a journey here.
Yes, sir.
Jesus overcame thought attacks
yes, sir.
With the word of God by the Spirit of God. I just give you an answer now.
Yes, sir.
See, you take the word when the thought comes that failure.
Right. Yes.
Has come, and you can't go no further.
Right.
Don't accept that.
Abraham.
Find you a scripture.
Right. Yes, sir.
Spend some time with it.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost. That which have been trying to handle you
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
From this night forward,
yes, sir.
You're going to handle it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's what my old teacher said, you know.
Yes,
I'll teach him, Father. That's what's been trying to hold you.
Right. Yes,
I feel the anointing.
Yes, sir.
And telling you it's been so long and nothing going to change.
Right.
No, it's changing now. In the name of Jesus. Say it. That war, the weapon of our warfare, not carnal.
Right.
That war you've been going through for quite some time,
yes, sir.
It come to you in the night. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear loud praise? The only weapon Satan can use against you got it? Now let's watch the master do this. Sit down a few minutes. Let's watch the master at work. Jesus overcame thought attack. Satan tried to give him a thought attack. Now Jesus was led by the Spirit. You need to be led by the Spirit. He was fasting. Uh-huh. He had the word of God ready. Do you have the word of God ready?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
See, I think each one of you all should have. If you listen, can I tell you a secret?
Yes, sir.
If you listen through the night or early when you get up in the morning, the Lord will give you a scripture to meditate.
Yes, sir.
I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that scripture didn't just come up in your thought life for nothing. That's a scripture he wants you to sit down with a little while.
Yes, sir.
Because they're going to be your fuel for the day.
Yes,
got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
And so, and have your diary. And sit and read that scripture over and over again and listen.
Yes,
he's going to start talking to you out of that scripture.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be your energy for the day.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
Keep repping. And then if something come up in your family, you may be able to go back to it and get the revelation and cut your way out of the situation. Yeah. So Jesus now, in this temptation, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit in the wilderness. I'm going to just keep reading. Come on, y'all get faster. Being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days, he did not eat nothing. And when they were in it, he was afterward hungry. Satan tried to catch you, you know. And the devil said unto him, now he's going to shoot some thoughts now. Fiery darts. If. He lied already. If thou be the Son of God. If you ever get out of this. What you mean, if I ever get out? If you get through this. What you mean, if I get through this? See, you want me to sell my thoughts there in that situation. So you come with that if it. If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Watch Jesus. Watch Jesus. Jesus answers him, you ain't messing my mind up. Let me tell you something. Jesus said, I got saying it's written. That man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, or by every word of God. I think it's Matthew said proceeded out of the mouth of God. Go to the next verse. All right, now, if one thought don't work. Now, well, I'm about to tell you something now. If one person don't work. He'll send a smarter one. Or he'll send somebody more close to you. Somebody, he'll make you think you respect them more than him. You follow what I'm saying? So you got to watch it because he's not going to give up. See, if one thought don't work, he's going to shoot another thought at you. And he's going to shoot another thought at you. But you got to keep shooting the scripture. See what Jesus did? He kept shooting the scripture back to him. Finally, he recognized he's messing with somebody. He couldn't take that thought light. See, that was God answering for Eve. You see? No, some of y'all didn't get it. See, that's what he did Eve. See? So God had to deal with it to let him know you got Eve because Eve let you got her. But I want you to mess with my son. Now, not just because he was Jesus. He was a man operating in the spirit. So that means I could operate the same way. He kept using it is written. Then he got to the point and said, it is saved. Said and left him. Now, that's a point I want you to see in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. He left him for a season. He never quit. As long as you're in this life, you're going to have to know how to deal with it. He never quit. For 43 years, I tried to live a sanctified life, but he still come. Make suggestions. So you got to constantly deal with it. Stay prayed up. Stay fed up. And don't think you're a bad person because Satan tempts you. That don't mean you're a bad person. A lot of times, it's a good poison. You think Jesus was a pretty good poison? He tempted him. He's trying to get in on God's program, you see. And so Jesus finally whipped him and he left. Now, I got two or three more things I got to tell you. I got 17 minutes to tell you. You must know and practice the power of being spiritually minded. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. You must know and practice the power of being spiritually minded. Being what I said, being what?
Spiritually
minded. The opposite of spiritually minded?
Carnal
minded. When you are spiritually minded, Satan's mind is no match for yours. If you feed on the word of God,
right,
spend some time with God, you're going to be spiritually minded.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look what it says here. Mm-hmm. Look at Romans 8, 6.
Yes, sir.
For to be carnally minded is death.
Right.
That means he's going to get you.
Yes, sir.
But look what it says in the next part.
Right.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's a scripture in the Old Testament. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. There's a scripture over there in Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8. Put that down. 4, 6, 7, 8. Be careful of nothing, but into everything but prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind. Christ Jesus. Find him, my brother. See? Find him, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good report. There be any virtue. There be any praise. Think on these things. Not on them things. These things. What God have said about you. What God have said about your life. What God say gonna come out. How it gonna work? How God say it working? Not what that situation saying. What God say? I'm God's child. This is only temporary. If it's not working on my behalf, it's only temporary. I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of the Spirit. I'm spiritually minded. I think like God thinks. What a divine privilege. Look at the point next to you. What a privilege. You can think like God. Woo! My. What a. Here I am, a human being, but I can think like God. I can thank God. God gave me his thoughts. His word is his thought. Satan can't think on my level. Look at Romans 8, 2. What? Read Romans 8 too loud. Write this down. The law of thinking. The law of thinking right. The law of thinking spiritually. This is not a spiritual thought. I see failure. I see I can't make it. I'm worried. I'm not thinking right. I got to readjust my mind. Watch this. I have to go get me some mind fuel. Is either carnal or is satanic or is spiritual? Write that down. Sit down, write it down. Carnal. Satanic or spiritual? You're supposed to keep it spiritual.
Right. Keep it spiritual. Yes, sir.
If it's to your failure, it's carnal
right.
And it's satanic.
Right.
You have to bring it in the realm of the spirit what God said about you. Not what they say about you. What God said about me. What the Word said. I'm with the Word, me. Read the Word to Satan. He won't stay in your house very long. You start reading the Word and quoting the Psalm and raising your hand and praising God. Thank God for His goodness. He ain't gonna stay there. He can't stand praying. Oh, he lacked crying and worrying and, ooh, what am I gonna do? Oh, he said, get him a chair there. Yeah, he can get a recliner there and say, this is the house I'm looking for. No, get up and start raising a little heaven. Stop raising hell, raise a little heaven. Shut that up, boss. Shut. Who said that? Glory to God. Shut up the whole katata. Who said that? Oh, glory to God. This for? I'm not worried about no English. It ain't bad as you thought. Another way I said, you're thinking on the wrong side of the road. Cross back on the right side. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's what he said. If I'm for you, who can be against you? Then I promise you all things gonna work together for your good. Didn't I say that to you? Romans 8:28. Think on the right side of the road. The elders used to say, back 50 years ago, trouble. All trouble is temporary. When you come out on the other end, listen to me, you're going to be higher. Yeah. Trouble have buoyancy in it. Yeah. If you handle it right. Yeah. That's why he said no matter what temptation come, he'll give you means to escape. Quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Quickly. Which things also we speak, not in the word which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You see that? All right, the next verse. But the natural man, or the carnal man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are what? Go to the next verse. Keep reading with me. Yes, sir. But he that is spiritual judge all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. Go to the next verse. Yes, for who have no... Christ in me, right?
Yes,
his mind in me too.
Yes.
So we're talking about being spiritually minded.
Yes,
so what you can't do is let natural thoughts run you.
Yes, sir.
That's good, Lord.
Natural thought are only thinking what they see. That's why you have to have, to be spiritually minded, you have to have the knowledge of God. See? You see, when you have the knowledge of God, you listening?
Yes, sir.
When you have the knowledge of God, it doesn't matter how it seems. While we look not at the things that are seen, for the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. You have to have an eternal victory mindset. Everything that comes in my life as I head to my destiny that is not for me is only temporary. It is subject to change at any moment. That's the way I think.
Yes, sir.
What you're dealing with tonight? Who've let you down? What's not working right? What thought been tantalizing you as if it's your destiny? It's not. That's why you're here. What's been tarrying in your mind? What's been festering in your mind and have not been doing you no good? Pull it out tonight. Cast it down. Trouble don't last always. Temptation don't last always. Situation don't last always. Circumstances don't last always. I'm not, watch what I say. I'm not waiting on God to change this thing. I'm going to change it. God already has changed it. I'm going to change this thing in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, with the word of God. What God said. I got God's whole mind in my hand. I got God's whole mind in my hand. Every time I read the scriptures, God's mind. Ephesians 6:16.
Yes, sir.
All the fiery doubts of the enemy begin with thought attack.
Right. Yes, sir.
Above all, take the shield of faith. Or you quench, or which you should be able to quench all the fiery thoughts of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
The only game the enemy got against you is your thoughts.
Amen.
Here's a little secret I learned many years ago. If the thought keep coming, and like I can't get rid of it, I put the scripture on it, I say to him, you can't make me say that out loud.
Right.
And I say the opposite.
Right.
And as soon as I do it, he leave. Right. Soon. I learned that 27 years ago. He kept keep bringing the same thought.
Right.
I cast it down. He keep bringing it. I said, all right, that's your thought, and I'm not saying it out loud.
Right.
This is what I'm going to say, the complete opposite.
Right.
I remember back 40 something years ago, maybe longer than that, maybe 50 years, I had a young man come preach for me. Some of y'all probably was there. Young man called White Brown. And his lesson was on handcuffing thoughts before they run free to make sure where they come from. They said handcuff it. And you know, it's are you for me or you against me? Before I turn you loose. See? So there's some thoughts you need to handcuff. Don't go with it right now. Check it out. See where it come from. Because Satan's trying to get something in on you. Got it?
Yes.
All right, now the last one was, here's the Holy Spirit showing you how to train your mind. Romans 12:2, and then that's 2 Corinthians 10. We read it already. Holy Spirit showing, let me run right back over these. Satan is the god of all carnal thoughts. Number two, Eve was attacking her thoughts and didn't deal with it properly. Don't let that happen to you. Naaman, by thought, now look, class, you got to take this further. See, I'm giving you these examples, but this will. It's a wide field of things that you can say, I got to think properly with this thing. What, I got to handle this thought properly. See, people pray, They sing, they praise, and thank wrong. That's where he started at. All right, so number two, Eve was attacking her thought and she fell, you remember? She didn't deal with it properly, got kicked out of that beautiful home. Don't get the thing crazy now. You got a beautiful home. Don't get the thing crazy. Don't pack your bag too fast. Get in the back room and cut up a while. Don't leave the demon in the house. Get the demon out. I'm talking to somebody up in here. Be in no hurry. Getting mad. I'm gone. Woman, don't leave your house. Shoot. Let their husband come stay up in that. You don't work all your life to get that house, and then you're gonna get hot, leave your house, and then she gonna lay up on your couch. Well, I ain't going nowhere. You gonna straighten out here. Tell you what, I'll tell you, somebody ain't going nowhere. Look to your left. I tell you, somebody else not going nowhere. Look straight up here. Shit. Well, we ain't gonna never have to split nothing up. A man named by a thought attack was about to lose his. Never hear. Now, I'm going to give you a hint there now. I got him a few seconds. I'm supposed to make you mad sometime. He ain't had to say that. I'm supposed to do that. Everybody stand up here because I don't want my members to know this. If I don't never make you a little upset, I'm not your pastor. Some of them off the wall things I say sometimes. I said, what did I say that for? But the Lord just wanted me to say it. Somebody got upset about it. I'm supposed to. I'm not aiming to make you upset, but I'm supposed to say something you don't agree with. See, you thought you were wrong. You ain't wrong. Just shut up. Just don't let nobody know what you're thinking, you know? Don't go share. Come here, let me tell you something. Now you're going to turn out to be a devil. Now you're in trouble. See? Just wait till the Holy Spirit adjusts that in your spirit or just me.
Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
You haven't forgot I'm a man, right? Oh, all right. All right. You sit down. Get your envelope. That's So y'all going to know how to deal with thought attacks, right? Huh? You got your notes?
Yes,
thought attacks. That's the way he come at you, with thoughts. And we may go through 5 or 6 sessions with this.
Yes, sir.
Just deal with the thoughts in different ways, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.